And now I invite you to pray with me. Lord God, take my words this afternoon and speak through them. Take our hearts and speak to them. Holy Spirit, bring conviction to our hearts through your word and initiate healing and transformation in our lives. All for the glory of your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Lent is an annual season in the church where Jesus' followers are encouraged to slow down, to renew their practices of spiritual disciplines. Now, why is that? Well, it's so that we will continue to grow in our faith, so that we will be convicted of our sin, that might lead to repentance and return into right relationship with God through confession, so that we might live lives of faith in active relationship with the Lord as we serve Him in the world. But again, the question is, why do we do that? Why does that need to be? It's so that the world will experience Jesus and His gospel in and through us, His people. And also, as we read this reading from Matthew, it's because we receive reward from God when we live according to His plan. I don't know if you noticed how many times reward was mentioned in that passage. Spiritual disciplines are before us today in our reading from Matthew. And it begins with a warning in verse 1. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. There is reward, but if you practice your righteousness, your right living, with wrong motives, to be seen, to look good, then there is no reward. And that word, the Greek word reward, literally describes fruit naturally resulting from toil and endeavor. Think of a farmer. He toils around the tree. God brings the fruit on the tree. The farmer doesn't cause the fruit, but it's through the farmer's work with God that fruit comes forth. There is reward. There is fruit in God's kingdom. And what might the reward look like? Well, if you look at the previous page, verse 11 from our reading from Isaiah chapter 58, this describes reward. And the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your desire in scorched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. There is reward for those who faithfully walk with God and live according to His plan. Now we turn our attention to spiritual disciplines. Jesus says in chapter 6 of Matthew's reading, verse 2, He says, when you give. Then in verse 5, He says, when you pray. And in verse 16, when you fast. It's clear that these are things Jesus expects His followers to be doing, to be about. He doesn't say if, or perhaps maybe. He says when you. It's an expectation. And Jesus makes it clear in this passage that motives are important. So look at verse 2. When you give, He says, do not be like the hypocrites. The Greek word there, hypocrites, is literally hypocrite. That doesn't happen very often, so I like to point that out. That word literally means an actor, a pretender, an insincere person of faith. Don't give like the hypocrites who want to be seen. Their motives are wrong. And Jesus says they have already received their reward. They've received praise and attention. But then Jesus says, practice your giving in secret, not for others to be aware of, not for acclamation. And in verse 4, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And this is a different word, reward. This is a word that literally has the connotation of pay or wages. God promises reward in His kingdom for disciples who are faithful in their giving with right motives. Then Jesus moves in verse 5 to prayer. When you pray, He again says, do not be like the hypocrites. Do not be like those who pray so that others will hear. Hypocrites, they're insincere, they're pretending their faith, they're actors. Verse 6, pray in secret. And there's that same phrase again from verse 4. And your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. There's reward for disciples who are faithful in prayer with right motives. Then verse 16, when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They made themselves look like they were fasting, so others would say, what's up with you? And they could say, I'm fasting. Aren't I marvelous? Jesus says they have already received their reward. Now, fasting is refraining from food or refraining from something so that you might turn your attention away from the things of this world to God, maybe in prayer, maybe in reflection. Verse 18, Jesus says, practice your fasting in secret. And here's that same phrase, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. There's reward for disciples who are faithful in fasting. So this other word that's repeated many times, secret. What does it look like to practice Lent? Your Lenten spiritual disciplines of prayer, maybe fasting, maybe giving, maybe something else. What does it mean? What does it look like to do those in secret? Now, Jesus makes it clear we receive reward in His kingdom for practicing them with right motives. He makes it clear we are to, we're expected to practice these things. But these are not for earthly rewards. This is not to be legalistic or to look good or to look pious. This is not to look religious. It's not to earn your way to heaven, because we don't and we can't. Only by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ, our Savior, do we receive salvation. But how do we do these things in secret? And that's my challenge to you this Lent, to reflect on how you might answer those who might ask, who might notice your spiritual disciplines and comment on them, who might say, why are you doing this? Or why aren't you doing this? In my life, if I were to give up chocolate, others would say, why aren't you eating the chocolate? It would be very obvious, because it's very clear that I like chocolate and I eat a lot of it. Well, I can say, because I gave it up for Lent. Again, that's getting recognition. Let me tell you why. When a simple, no thank you. Well, if they were to press, I would need to think ahead, because to give it up for Lent is a much easier answer to give. But perhaps to say, I'm choosing not to have chocolate so that when I think about chocolate, it might lead me to prayer. I'm seeking to grow closer to the Lord. This is just a part of my life. How might you answer that question differently? How might you just live out your spiritual disciplines without calling your attention? They may notice, we haven't seen you reading your Bible before. They may say, what are you doing? I'm reading my Bible. Why are you doing that? Because I decided to for Lent. No, you could simply say, because I want to grow closer to the Lord. They might ask a question. You might say, let me show you what I'm reading. This is remarkable. Challenge is to be prepared to give an answer. I encourage you this Lent to abstain from something. To fast, to abstain from something that will be difficult, that won't necessarily be easy. So that there will be a regular reminder as you think about that thing to turn to prayer, to pray for others, to seek God's presence, to turn your eyes and your heart and your attention away from the worldly thing to Jesus. But I also encourage you to take on a spiritual discipline. It might be reading scripture at lunch, which you haven't done, something that you don't normally do. Maybe the Redeemer Lenten Challenge. We have copies of it out on the table with a little note that gives you some suggestions. It's not a law. It's not to say you need to have prayer at morning, noon, evening, and night, but maybe at one of those times you'll do that. Maybe with a friend, maybe over the phone. Every day during Lent, a new daily discipline to pray with someone, to reach out and pray for someone. That you will take on a discipline this Lent, and that you will choose to abstain for something, all with a motive to grow closer to God and for God to reveal His love to those around you through your life. And while you follow your Lenten discipline, to remember to do them in secret, to always be ready to give an answer. All for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ and the proclamation of His gospel. Amen.